The film The Passion of the Christ has grossed more than $200 million in 12 days. Its huge popularity has confounded many experts in the entertainment industry. NPR's Kim Masters reports that few believed an ultra-violent R-rated movie in which the characters speak in foreign languages would become a blockbuster.
Hi, welcome to Pacific Theaters. Please touch the movie you would like to see.
Even after millions of moviegoers chose The Passion of the Christ in its first weekend, many in Hollywood thought ticket sales might drop fast. After all, blockbusters rely on repeat business. How many people wanted to sit through this harrowing portrayal of the last hours of Christ's life once, much less twice? But this past weekend, The Passion showed its staying power. Box office tracker Paul Dragarabedian.
Passion was able to be the big winner with $53 million for the weekend, but you still had Starsky and Hutch, which did almost $30 million, Hidalgo, which did around $20 million, and therefore this shows that Passion can survive in virtually any type of marketplace.
The Passion's numbers aren't unprecedented. Spider-Man reached the $200 million level in 9 days and went on to gross more than $800 million worldwide. But The Passion is so unusual that the comparison might not mean much. After all, Easter is still to come, and it's likely to bring a new surge of Passion audiences to theaters. And Dragarabedian points out that the film still has 2 clear months before heavy summer competition arrives in theaters. So when will The Passion start to sputter? Titanic still holds the record as the top-grossing film of all, with $1.8 billion worldwide. Dragarabedian doesn't think Passion will surpass its performance, but he's not sure.
I would not put any limits on the ability of The Passion of the Christ to get up into those hundreds of millions of dollars in domestic box office, perhaps rivaling some of the biggest films of all time, Star Wars films, Matrix films.
What is driving the film's astonishing results? Dragarabedian says the film is appealing to people who probably haven't been in a theater in years. It's benefiting from church and school groups that are keeping business brisk during the week. And it's attracting lots of others, too, a mix reflected among filmgoers waiting to see the movie on Monday afternoon in Los Angeles.
I'm Nathan Hudson. I'm going to see it. Just out of curiosity, I hear it's a very controversial film. I like Mel Gibson, and I got some free time.
My name's Rick, and I'm seeing The Passion of the Christ because, it's got a lot of historical value, and I just wanted to see it.
I'm Cindy. I study history, so I think this is very fascinating, although this is not history. As many people want to say it's historical, it's not. I think it's trying to convert people, and that's really scary.
I'm Regina Weller. I'm so excited that Mel Gibson had the bravery. I actually think his previous movie, Braveheart, was a prophetic name for him, for being brave enough to show the passion.
Since imitation is the sincerest form of venality in Hollywood, will The Passion spawn a flock of other religious-themed films? Sony Pictures Vice Chairman Jeff Blake says Hollywood studios recognize that filmmaker Mel Gibson has done something that might be impossible to replicate.
Clearly, this was something that was very personal to everybody involved, and I would have to say, you really would not say, okay, this is a normal movie, let's make a sequel or something like that.
Gibson has talked of making other religious-themed films, and blockbuster religious fare could turn out to be a Mel Gibson franchise. And it could be a very profitable one. By the estimates of one veteran Hollywood studio executive, Gibson himself will gross $1 billion from the theatrical run and DVD sales of The Passion of the Christ alone. Kim Masters, NPR News, Los Angeles.